And there it is.
Hello, everybody. Good
morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, somebody said that they were having butterscotch spiked coffee. So yummy.
Decadent.
With like drizzle.
Yeah.
I saw a drink on TikTok last night. You know how I TikTok before bed, as you know now, because now I crawl into bed with you.
I've actually been a part of the TikToking before bed.
And there was this drink that was like a tiny bit of whiskey and then a tiny bit of peanut butter whiskey, which I did not even know was a thing.
Where is this?
I know. And then like pumpkin flavored whipped cream and then like a drizzle of chocolate and then a little bit of nuts sprinkled around the edge. Oh my God, it looked so good. It looked so good.
Oh my.
I know.
You may have to put that recipe in the description of this video.
I'll have to find it. I'll have to see if I can find it again. Cause man, it was delish.
Yeah, you may have to play that on our show, like as a TikTok tomorrow on our show.
Oh yeah, I'll try to find it. Mm-hmm. You guys, have you gotten your Jenny Cell package yet?
Have you gotten it? What are you waiting for? 50% off, you guys. 5-0 or more.
Or more off of the packages that Jenny Cell puts together for you. And you don't have to think. Because no one wants to think and do that kind of work because that seems like a lot of work.
You want someone else
to put together and curate the perfect skincare solution for you. And that is exactly what GenuCell does. But only if you look at their packages at our special link, which is lovegenucell.com/checks.
I had to get all up in there.
Don't forget the slash.
The slash. And if you get all up in there, you can see. I mean, we're looking pretty decent for 50.
It's not terrible.
I mean, looking pretty good, like largely in part to GenuCell.
That's exactly right. It's GenuCell. lovegenucell.com/chicks for 50% or more off of their skincare packages. Try today. You won't be disappointed. You guys, before we get into the news, and there is a lot, I'm getting some messages from people who are saying that they're not getting notifications for our videos anymore. They can't find us on their Facebook preferences anymore. I'll tell you why. It's because Facebook decided to upgrade our page yesterday, which doesn't mean anything except that it looks different again, because you know how they like to just mess with stuff willy-nilly. So they did that with our page yesterday, and I'm sure that that means now whatever preferences or notifications you had set for our page, you need to redo them. That's all it means. Nothing's happened. I got frantic messages from some people saying they literally couldn't find us in their favorites anymore. And I was like, clear your bookmarks and reset them because the page is still there. It's just that it was reformatted and redone and re-whatever. So that's why.
Yeah. Facebook.
It's always a treat. It's always a surprise.
So fun to work with them. I love it so much.
Love it so much.
Enjoy it.
So Saki was in rare form at her presser yesterday, and Peter Ducey went after her hard about whether or not Joe Biden has ever in his entire existence visited the southern border. And she, of course, tried to be like super condescending and was like, well, I'll have to look at my history books to see if he's ever been there.
Uh-huh. Let me explain this to you, Peter Ducey. How much longer do we give her? How much longer?
Well, she already said she's only going to stay a year.
Yeah.
So I am like counting down those days.
Yeah.
I mean, I just cannot wait for somebody else.
Who in the hell is going to replace her?
That girl, her deputy. That black lesbian chick.
Oh my God. Do you think she's going to do a better job?
I mean, she's filled in for her a couple times and she seems somehow just mildly less irritating. Mildly less. Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for the juicy questions.
Yeah, I mean, she'll have to She'll have to spar with him. But Ducey's the only one. Well, I'll take that back, because yesterday the question that she got about Joe Biden never taking questions came from somebody other than Ducey. Let me just share that right now so you can take a listen.
British Prime Minister in the American Oval Office called on British reporters. And then when American reporters tried to call on the American president, we were escorted out. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think in that circumstance, and I think our relationship with the United Kingdom and with Prime Minister Johnson is so strong and abiding, we will be able to move forward beyond this. But he called on individuals from his press corps without alerting us to that intention in advance.
Oh, my God.
So what?
That is, listen, so what? So this is the thing. So they had said before, we're not going to answer questions, right? Because, I mean, Biden administration never answers questions. Biden doesn't answer questions. This is what they do, because they don't want him answering questions, because he's a complete old senile goofball, right? So he's not going to answer questions. But they get in there, they start asking questions. And then,
well, because Boris said, we can take a couple questions.
Right. Boris was like, I can do that. What's the big freaking deal? We can just take a couple questions. And Biden's like, I can't do that. And they told me not to do that because I'm not really running the country. It's somebody else, right? I'm not allowed to do this because I have handlers and I'm weak and pathetic. And so, you know, what's he going to do? Well, he freaks out. So they don't do anything. And so Boris is like, what the hell, dude? He's just like, why can't we just answer a few questions? What's the problem? And he should be able to do that. As leader of the free world, why can't you answer a couple simple questions? Like, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to watch that. As somebody who's any leader, like if you're CEO of a company, you should be able to answer questions. I mean,
well, and if you're a journalist and you ask that question, which is a valid one, and you get an answer like, well, Boris Johnson didn't give us a heads up, your next follow-up should be, why does that matter?
Right.
Why can't the leader of the free world answer a free press ever? What is the problem?
Right.
Why did we need permission from Boris Johnson for our guy to take questions?
Right. And listen, our press is starting to get irritated with it.
Yeah, I like it.
And I like it too, but I want to also punch them squarely in the face and say, where the hell were you guys, you know, 2 years ago? Where were you guys forever ago? And you've never been, and you created this. You are the ones who gave us Biden. You, I want to say all the words, but you're the ones who did this. You are the ones who made this monster.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. This is your fault. This is entirely your fault. So you get what you get, and you don't get to throw a fit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to do this. And so, I mean, I cannot believe that now, it's just now, they're like, oh no, the guy that we created is now basically looking at us and disrespecting us. Of course he's going to disrespect you.
And they had no complaints about it during the entire campaign when Joe Biden was literally hiding. The press gave him all the cover.
Right.
And so now they get what they get, right?
It's exactly. It's a completely dysfunctional relationship. That's what it is. And now he's like, you know, I don't need you anymore because you put me here. And you guys, you know, it's like you guys kissed my butt the entire time. And now it's like, there, whatever. Shoo, I don't need you. I'm now in the position of power. Bugger off. And they're like, well, crap, aren't you going to be nice to us? Aren't you gonna? No.
We got you here. We put you right here.
Right. Right. And now they're mad.
God, now they're mad.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's like Meghan McCain. Meghan McCain put him there. And now she's like, oh, wait, now you suck. I'm going to write a piece about it. Oh, my God. Shut up. These people...
There's a whole bunch of, like, all the polls show that numbers among independents is going way down. His approval among Blacks is going way down. There's a lot of regret right now from people.
Right. Hispanics too. Hispanics, they don't even like what he's doing on the border. They don't like his immigration policies. They don't like it. I mean,
because he doesn't have a policy. All he does is just let people in. They just keep on coming. By the way, two Afghan refugees have already been arrested, one for sexual assault against a minor, another for trying to suffocate his wife. So that's neat. Really glad that we brought them without vetting. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Good Lord. Okay. So do you want me to show you this, the clip of the Fauci thing next?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was telling Daisy before we went live that I watched the entire, 3-minute trailer of the new Fauci movie. I think it's going to be on Netflix. No, National Geographic documentary films. And so they've done a documentary about him, and there's a 3-minute trailer out. And I watched the whole thing, and he plays victim, you guys. He's got his daughter and his wife in there just going, we don't understand why people are so mad at him. They're so mean.
Why is there so much hate?
Right. And he is crying about his previous work on AIDS. And he is remembering his time working on AIDS and how frustrating it was. And so I'm not going to play you the whole 3-minute clip because you don't deserve that. Right. No one deserves having to sit through that. But you are going to see the part where he's crying and a little bit past that of when his daughter and wife is trying to say just how hard it is to be Fauci right now.
Oh my so God. Hard. So hard.
So let me embiggen. That look better? Okay. Here we go.
Used to fixing things, and you're just not really fixing anything.
It's affecting you now.
Yeah.
Why?
Post-traumatic stress syndrome.
When COVID hit, he became this target.
My dad said, we're going to get through this whole thing, and he's held that.
We're seeing upticks again, and nobody's hearing from you.
I don't understand the hate that people have.
These people are really, really getting bad. I mean, you know, they're harassing my daughters constantly, which bothers me more than anything else.
I heard about what he went through in the HIV/AIDS pandemic, like seeing signs, Fauci's a murderer. And I remember asking him, like, is this actually what it was like? His response was, you can't even compare the two.
This is so beyond the beyond.
Oh, no.
Poor, poor Fauci.
Poor man.
God, I feel so terrible. I feel so terrible for him. Yeah.
But Bono's in there. So
Bono's in it. I mean, it must be all true and awesome. God, he should write a song for him.
You probably did.
Yeah.
He probably did.
Like it's, and I bet it's like acoustic. It's like really, it seems really, we're all like, Yeah,
but
awesome.
I mean, this whole thing, listen, it is never okay to threaten someone's family just because you don't like their family's politics. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I get so irritated when I hear that kind of stuff. But I mean, come on, for him to question why people are mistrustful of him, any of that, he's fair game when it comes to mistrust.
Totally. And what really bothers me is that there's even a documentary on this right now.
Right.
Like that's what bothers me, that he has been put on the cover of, what was it, In Style or Vanity Fair? What, I don't even know, like what, all these magazines. And he's been deified as this guy who is like basically a rock star. That's what, because it's freaking propaganda. The
New York Times is even, they're highlighting or like previewing this whole documentary, and their headline says Dr. Fauci, now a movie star.
Yeah. So, I mean this he's like, and the sexiest man alive. I mean, this is what they do, right? To prop him up when he does get criticism. On the flip side, you know, the Trump kids, remember when they got like rice and sent to them? They got like rice and sent to them in the mail. Was there a documentary about the Trump kids and those sweet babies being afraid? Do you recall?
I don't recall that.
It's so weird. So weird that there was never a documentary on them and how they were threatened and how their lives were threatened. I mean, shit, we've had our lives threatened. You think anybody cares? I mean, give me a break. Listen, I'm not saying that it, like you said, it's not okay. It's not okay. But to turn on the waterworks for,
right,
it's part of the game. It's like people are going to be mad at you for certain things. And rightly so, because there are still unanswered questions.
Yeah.
A lot of unanswered questions. Yeah. Kind of like,
if you've had questions about how to invest in gold, let us just answer that question for you right now.
I have some.
Show your gold. Show it. This is from Acre Gold, you guys. We are proud subscribers to Acre Gold. We got our first gold bars. That's what it looks like. It comes in this handy little credit card sized containment thing.
That's the best.
And That's 2.5 grams of gold right there. And that is each bar is 2.5 grams. And so you sign up for the subscription service, either $30 a month, $50 a month, $100 a month, however quickly you want to earn your gold bars, right? And then they send it to you in the mail and you have it. You have it to hold,
right,
and put away in your safe. And it's there and it's a tangible investment that's never gonna not be worth something, right? That's why it's such a cool subscription.
Yeah, I love that. Like in 5 years, that's the thing that's gonna be worth something, where everything else around you is gonna be worth jack squat. But your gold, it'll be worth something. So there's that. Mm-hmm. So y'all definitely need to visit getacregold.com/chicks.
Start investing today. You're not going to regret it. It's super fun. I love getting gold. Okay. We got to talk about the ACLU and what they have done with it. Of course, it's real gold, you guys. Of course.
It is. It's gold.
Yeah. And so people are saying, well, how much is 2.5 grams worth? Obviously, the price of gold fluctuates, right? But I think right now it's like $155-ish for that bar, but it does fluctuate. And so, you know, it varies, but that's the beauty of the subscription service, right? As you pay as you go, and then you get gold as you earn it, and it's all awesome.
And then you sock it away and it's worth that or more in 5 years. That's like that is kind of a wonderful thing, right?
Yeah.
That's what I love. It actually is worth what it's, you know, it's worth that or more.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple of years, whereas a lot of stuff is not.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to actually share my screen just to show you this quote that the ACLU put up on Twitter. They are getting so much flack for this, and rightly so. They decided to quote RBG, right? Which, you know, she's obviously a pro-choice person. And so she had a quote about that. And here is what they have done. Can you see that? So essentially,
I can't.
You cannot,
but I mean, I have a tiny screen, but I'm sure other people can.
Okay. Well, essentially what RBG originally said is the decision whether or not to bear a child is central to a woman's life, to her well-being and dignity. When the government controls that decision for women, they are being treated as less than a fully adult human responsible for her own choices. And so they changed all the references to women and to her pronouns to person and they pronouns, because, you know, the ACLU, I guess, wants to be inclusive.
Whoa.
But what they did in the process is that they are misquoting her and erasing women from her quote.
Oh my God. And not only that, but you can't do that to a quote.
No.
Like, I mean, you can't do that. Listen, I was a rhetoric and composition major in college. I was an English major. Like that would have gotten me expelled. Like I would have gotten kicked out of the program back in the day. I guess that doesn't happen now, but like, you don't misquote people. Like you don't do that. Like what?
It's amazing. It's like they're trying to wokeify her in the grave. Right? Okay. So she said what she said. If you're going to honor her, and try to honor her by like quoting her, quote her correctly.
Right. But I mean, it's like, to me, that's as bad as plagiarizing.
Yeah.
You don't change somebody's words.
Right.
What in the actual hell? Like, and they think that that's okay. Like whoever thought that was okay needs to be fired immediately. And
for
then
real.
They never need to write ever again. Ever again. Like,
they got killed. Like, I'm not seeing anybody, even people who are on the left and who are obviously huge fans of hers, are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, she said women. Like, it's fine. It's okay that she said women. Don't mess with RBG's words. You don't do that.
Wow. I mean, I don't agree with her. I'm just saying,
don't change the quote.
Don't change the quote.
It's not hard. I mean, just don't be idiots. Don't change the quote. I cannot even believe
it. This is how badly they want to wokeify stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you got to try to wokeify like a leftist icon, like RBG, you have problems. Like that's like when you've jumped all the sharks.
Severe problems.
Man. Elvira is a lesbian.
Elvira, the witch lady? Are you talking about? I think of the hair. She always has the hair. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I was like.
You know, she has the hair. Is this the new symbol for lesbians now?
No, it's the new symbol for bouffant. You know, she has like the big bouffant and then it has like the flip. Is that, am I wrong?
Yes. The one that kind of looks like a vampiress.
Right. She's a lesbian.
She just now decided, she's 70. She just now is deciding to let everybody know that she's been in a lesbian relationship with her personal trainer, a woman, for the past 19 years.
Wow. Okay.
So she wants you to know that.
But why do I need to know? I mean, it's like, okay, thanks for letting us know, Elvira.
I'll make a note of it.
She's a mistress of the dark.
Yes, that's her. That's the one.
I remember her. Yeah.
She also says that Wilt Chamberlain made her give him oral sex.
He made her?
Yeah, he forced her. She said there was nothing you can do when like someone who's 7'1" and I don't know, like 300 pounds takes your head and forces it there. You can't do anything. So it's pretty, she's...
I wasn't prepared. You didn't prepare me for this story.
I'm sorry.
We talked about it. Like, we didn't prep for this, you guys. So, he's just not telling
you. I pulled a Boris Johnson on you.
You forced this story on me, is what you're doing. I feel violated. I feel violated by you forcing this story on me. I wasn't prepared. And now I'm like, envisioning the whole thing. And it's just, I feel, and then I got this, and then I've got that, and then I've got everything. Everything is, I'm very
sorry.
You need to move on to the next thing.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you, and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. Okay. Kim Kardashian will be hosting SNL.
I don't watch SNL anymore, okay.
They're apparently facing a bit of a ratings slump and they believe that Kim Kardashian will be their savior from said slump.
And her giant butt will be their savior. And she'll be like, hi guys. That's Kim. Totally. Okay. I don't think it's going to save SNL, but.
No. I mean, I suppose people might be curious enough to tune in. I will not be tuning in for that.
I don't care. I don't even want to care. I don't care.
Hey, question about this whole search that's happening right now of Brian Landry or Laundrie. I've heard his name pronounced both ways and I just don't know. Where are you? You know how they're searching that whole swampy area that his car was at? Why? Like, do they know for sure that he's in there, or is this just all speculation?
I have that question too, because I thought to myself, okay, well, I think they're trying to make sure that he's not there to come to the conclusion that he took off someplace else. And I'm thinking in my head, you realize that he probably has fled the country, right?
Well, but how would he flee the country? Like, how would he do that exactly? Because like, you'd have to have a passport and then your passport would be tracked. And you know what I mean? Like, there would be stamps and a process. Like, if he flew or if he got on a boat or something. I don't know how you do that.
Wouldn't he just go to Mexico?
Yeah, maybe. Well, Mexico has a very strong border.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting how strong of a border they have? They may not have let him in.
And you know Canada wouldn't let him in.
Oh, they totally wouldn't.
Because they have actual border control.
Right. They'd be like, what are you going to do here in Canada? You going to have a job? I mean, you look like a loser. You look like you're just like camping and hiking. We don't want you here. If you're just going to hike, are you going to get
this is what I don't, because they have so much manpower in that swampy area. And they keep talking about the alligators and the snakes and how dangerous it is and how they're using dogs and all this stuff. And I'm just like, they have to know that he's there then, right? Because otherwise I don't understand this focus on this particular park.
Yeah, I don't know. And you're right, because when the FBI got involved, it was like, okay, so they must know something.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. Otherwise, this just seems like a really big waste of resources.
Yeah, but then again, I don't really have a whole lot of, I shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm going to do it anyway, because this is our show. I don't have a whole lot of faith in the FBI at this juncture.
I can't imagine why that is.
I don't know. I wonder why.
What in the world is wrong with you?
I don't know why. Yeah.
Thank you, Carrie D. Carrie says his parents told them that he went on a hike. Yeah, well, his parents told him that like 72 hours after the fact.
Right.
And so I don't know. Again, it makes me wonder if they have some sort of evidence, like maybe the dogs are smelling his presence in certain areas of the park. And so they're just going with that. I don't know. But I mean, I hope it works. I just don't know.
And did they ever find out how she, I know it was homicide, but did they find out what the homicide was?
Like, they said that it could take days or weeks to determine, which I don't understand. If they already know it's homicide, then they probably know how it was homicidal.
Right. This is what I don't understand. Like, if you know it was a homicide, then what was it?
Right.
How can you determine it was homicide if you don't
without determining the cause of the death?
Right. So
I don't know.
What is it? That's why I don't understand that.
I don't either. But it sounds very much like TikTok and social media came to the assistance of law enforcement on finding her body and like getting leads about where the van was. So
you want so badly to rationalize how awesome TikTok is. You want so badly. You're like, look, Daisy, look.
TikTok helps.
TikTok is...
I'm helping, says TikTok.
Is better than the FBI in this. TikTok is basically the FBI now.
Right. See, there's all kinds of investigators that are just unpaid for their investigative work, but they help. So, I mean, that's
my 20 minutes every night is well spent. I'm supporting our new law enforcement agency.
Yes, that's exactly what I have meant to do.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's another day in Biden's America.
It's another day. We're being invaded. I don't know any other way to describe what's happening at the border. We're being invaded at the border.
We are being invaded and they love it. Democrats love it. And I have to say, before we go, I actually switched it last night when I was waiting for my daughter at swim practice. I switched it to MSNBC and Rachel Maddow was talking about Trump.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. So this is where the left is. They're still obsessed with Trump. They're still obsessed. Oh my God. And not at all talking about the border or anything that's happening. Like they are living in an alternate universe. I'm not even kidding. When I say that they are, they really are. Like we're looking at all the stuff that's happening in our world, you know, based on the administration that's in the White House right now. And they are like, Trump. I mean, they're still fixated on that guy. They are obsessed with him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's terrifying. It's terrifying, you guys. Anyway, just thought I'd leave you with that. So bring it in.
Tomorrow's Friday, you guys. Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Bring it in. Guys, have a lovely Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Joe Biden abandoned Americans and allies in Afghanistan, and now his decisions are spawning a genocide there. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain how the Biden administration is constantly lying to us and rolling over for the Taliban. I'll also bring on a good friend of mine to discuss how the terrorists that our government is expecting to behave are slaughtering the people of Panjshir. You won't hear this anywhere else. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.